never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or store it on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the author Tiffany Unique, who divides her time between Brooklyn, New York, and St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. She's recently published her debut novel, which takes place in the Virgin Islands. It's called Land of Love and Drowning. Tiffany, welcome to WYPR.
Thank you for having me, Tom. Pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about a couple of books that you can recommend. The first one is by Fred Deagar. It's called Children of Paradise. What's that about?
Children of Paradise is a really unusual novel. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't drink the Kool-Aid?
Oh, yeah. Jonestown.
Yeah, right? Jonestown. So we know a lot about Jonestown from that wild, kooky dude, Jim Jones, who was a leader of that strange cult. But we don't know a whole lot from, one, the children who were members of that cult or whose parents were members of that cult. And we don't know a lot about the people from Guyana, where Jonestown was actually located, the native people of Guyana. And this book actually talks about the children and the Guyanese, which is really exciting to see it from their perspective.
And Fred Deagar is a Guyanese writer. He's a poet, and he's written plays as well as this novel. Can you describe his prose style?
It's really exciting and interesting because it's being told from the perspective of the children, really, and one particular special child. It's written in a kind of language that is simple but also incredibly urgent. It was a very fast read, I think, because of that.
And you've also got a book on your list called The People of the Book by Geraldine Brooks. She's a Pulitzer Prize winner, was a foreign correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, among other publications. What's The People of the Book about?
This is a book that caught me because of the thing that we're not supposed to be caught by, the cover. My goodness, this book has what to me was the most beautiful cover of any book I'd seen, definitely in the bookstore when I picked it up. But another thing that this book has is it has this great epigraph, or rather this great dedication, where Geraldine Brooks dedicates the books to the librarians. I come from a long line of librarians myself, and so between this beautiful cover and that dedication, I had to pick up the book. The book ends up being actually about librarians in some ways. It's ostensibly about this very special prayer book called the Sarajevo Haggadah, and it's also in some ways about the people of the book. In theological thought, we think of those people as the people who practice Islam and Christianity and Judaism. But it's really, I think, about the folks that keep this book alive, the librarians and the archivists.
Tiffany Unique, her new novel is called Land of Love and Drowning. She's reading Children of Paradise by Fred Deagar. She also recommends The People of the Book by Geraldine Brooks. Tiffany, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've got a link to more information on our website, wypr.org/whatareyoureading. You can hear our What Are You Reading conversations online and on the last Friday of every month during All Things Considered right here on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening.
One day I read a book. I can't remember when. But one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.